AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The FBI has been called in to investigate the possibility that the windshield of an Amtrak train was hit with an object shortly before the train derailed this week in Philadelphia. The NTSB's Robert Sumwalt telling reporters Friday evening.
The lower portion of the left-hand windshield, there is a circular pattern that emanates out just a bit. So that's the damage to that.
Sumwalt wouldn't speculate about the significance of a projectile, but the idea raises the possibility that the engineer might have been distracted, panicked, or even wounded in the moments before the train left the rails. U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz has a suggestion now that Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev's trial is over and he's been sentenced to death by lethal injection.
Our thoughts should now turn away from the Tsarnaev brothers for good and remain with those who will live in our memories forever.
Well, it isn't fully over. Tsarnaev won't be executed for years as the appeals process runs its course. The next step is a formal imposition of the sentence. Then the U.S. Bureau of Prisons will decide where he'll be housed. The AP's Eric Tucker reports a decade-old oil leak where an offshore platform toppled during a hurricane could continue spilling crude into the Gulf of Mexico for a long time.
The AP has learned that according to the federal government, an ongoing oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico, if left unchecked, could last for the next century or more. The leak began in September 2004 following Hurricane Ivan. An oil drilling platform that was owned by Taylor Energy Company was toppled over by heavy waves, and the leak has been persistent in the 11 years since then.
Activists opposed to drilling for oil in the Arctic plan to launch a flotilla of kayaks and other boats on Seattle's Elliott Bay Saturday after the arrival of an oil rig. This is AP Radio News. A mysterious homicide case in Washington, D.C., where AP correspondent Ben Knuckles reports a man and wife, their young son, and a housekeeper were found dead after a house fire.
All four of the people who were found dead inside this multimillion-dollar home in Northwest Washington were homicide victims. Three of them suffered either stab wounds or blunt force injuries.
Atlanta has advanced to its first Eastern Conference final by beating the Washington Wizards 94-91 in Game 6 last night. Wizard Paul Pierce's apparent tying three-pointer was ruled to have been released after the clock expired. But he's still proud of the team's effort.
You know, we lost to a very good team tonight, and I couldn't be more proud of the guys and the experience I was able to have this year. You know, I told these guys I'd go to war with them anytime. So unfortunately, I couldn't help us move forward.
The Hawks move on to play the Cavaliers. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menard. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards.
Save